you gonna do? So somebody from the Joe and Alex show last night spent a little time in jail, and we're all here this morning. Producer MYK, were you in jail last night?
It wasn't me.
Liv the web girl shaking her head no, she wasn't in jail. I wasn't. I did get pulled over, but that's a different thing. But I was not in jail. Alex, that leaves just you.
It was me. I went to jail.
What exactly happened that you landed in jail last night?
Well, I was there for my Fisher Citizens Police Academy, so I wasn't arrested.
Oh, okay.
But I did get to tour the jail and the dispatch center, the 911 dispatch center in Hamilton County. It was so interesting. I learned a lot of things that I didn't know. First of all, did you know that you can text 911?
Yeah, people do that sometimes, like if you're deaf. But that's only because
I must be the last person to know on earth, because I mean, I just thought you always had to call only.
No, I didn't know that either until I actually, like, I've gotten a tour of a 911 facility, not here, but when I was in Evansville, Indiana, working down there. Yeah, so it's so interesting, like, how it works and, like, how many times people, like, accidentally dial 911, or just how people misuse it for the stupidest stuff.
Well, they told me that they're about to make it so you can start sending videos and pictures to 911 too in your text messages,
like a Snapchat.
Can you Snapchat 911?
It's wild. So that was really cool. I didn't know that, which is really neat, because if you're in a situation where, like, you're in a car with somebody and you're being kidnapped and you can't make a call but you can text, or you're in a domestic violence situation, that's super important to be able to make that text message and not call. So I thought that was really cool. And then when I was touring the jail, I wanted to know, like, who's the most hardened criminal that's here right now. And we got to see the inmates, and they were playing poker and cards, and they play poker for candy bars and stuff. That's like what they trade for. And I didn't know this, but they have basically like little checking accounts on each of their, I don't know.
For commissary.
Yeah. So they can call people as much as they want, but it costs like $2 or something like that to make a phone call. And then they have this little slot in their cell. They just stick their hand out. Some of them have to be in like isolation, and then some of them were like in a big room altogether. Mm-hmm. So the like really like minor criminals that were in there for petty things like theft or whatever, not a big deal. Like, they're all hanging out together like crazies. But then the people that are like real scary, like the child molesters and stuff, they were all like separated in their own rooms because they said that the other people would kill them.
Yeah, they beat the crap out of them.
Walk past this one area, which is like a mental health area, and so everyone in those cells are like on suicide watch and stuff. And I was standing in front of this locked door, and all of a sudden this freaking little door, like, you know, like in cartoons, those little mail slots that are on doors, and you that's how they like give the mail to you.
Yeah, they'll feed you there or anything. Yeah.
So I'm like standing in front of this little door, and this little thing opens, and this guy's hand comes out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was terrified. I jumped so high. But he's reaching out. They had wheeled a little phone over to him.
And collect, so
he was reaching his hand out of the little slot to take the phone and then bring it into his cell to make a phone call. But I didn't know this either. So in Hamilton County, I don't remember what his title is, but like, I don't think it's warden, but like the guy in charge of the jail.
The big dude, yeah, the guy in charge that runs it all.
The big cheese was telling me that it's his decision. So every person that runs a jail can make their own like rules and stuff. Mm-hmm. He said that he made the decision not to allow visits, like in-person visits, because it just causes issues. So when you go into the Hamilton County Jail, they have like a setup, like it's like FaceTime video, where you sit in front of a video screen and you have a phone so you can hear, but you're just on a video screen with somebody in there. You don't get to actually go in and see them in person physically, which I thought was interesting.
That way you can't smuggle stuff in, you know?
Yeah, and I also asked him if Amber from Teen Mom had stayed there when she was arrested, and he had no idea what I was talking about.
They have a little sign right there. Amber from Teen Mom sat here when she was on the phone. You're like, can I reenact this? I need to make a call.
Yeah, so no, she didn't stay there. I think she must have stayed somewhere in Anderson when she was arrested, like way back when. But anyway, it was a pretty interesting experience. And they said the craziest people that were there right now were those witch people that are accused of attempted murder. The people that
The sandwich people. I love witch.
The attempted murder that happened outside of the witch and Fisher's like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Because
they didn't even work. They had nothing to do. It was just behind the restaurant.
Because like, nah, I want a turkey Reuben right now from witch.
No,
okay.
We love witch. Yeah, they didn't work there or anything. They weren't employees. They were just some hoodlums hanging out in the back. So
swish bish. No, witch bish.
So it was a really cool experience.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, how many more things do you have left?
I have a couple weeks left.
Do you think you're going to make it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I'm really interested because they're going to do a class soon about like crimes against children and stuff. And I'm very interested in that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, that stuff's gross.
I know.
I get it, though. All right, cool. Thank you for the update there. I honestly, when you told me that you were at jail last night, I was like, oh, crap, are you going to be on the show? So,
Alex, you didn't make any pen pals yesterday?
I didn't make any pen pals.
Yeah, and by the way, if we get anything sent from the jail, I'm not opening it because I know what they sealed it with.